Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the Kingdom of Morocco would like to commend, first of all, the work accomplished by the UNHCR providing assistance and protection to persons under their mandate. We hail the role and leadership of the High Commissioner. We are grateful for his work at the head of the UNHCR, as well as his efforts to streamline and strengthen the capacities of the UNHCR in an operating environment which is ever more difficult. We would like to pay a strong homage to the staff of the UNHCR deployed in dangerous zones across the world, where there are tensions on various continents in extreme conditions. The UNHCR is ever more facing demands with respect to the challenges it attempts to overcome due to urgent situations. The UNHCR must now demonstrate that it can adapt in the field to optimize the use of its human and other resources, financial resources, to meet the needs of populations concerned, notably in Africa and the Middle East. We would also like to pay a strong tribute and reaffirm our support to Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, who continue to shoulder a great burden as we see a growing number of Syrian refugees hosted in these countries. And we call for greater recognition for their sacrifice and more support with the appropriate solutions provided to those countries to mitigate their efforts. We highly appreciate the efforts of the UNHCR to provide support given the large-scale movements of people across the world in line with the principle of non-refoulement and improving access to asylum. We have seen high numbers of people displaced across the world, and we call for a more rigorous international response to bring a coordinated response to the challenge of implementing sustainable solutions to benefit the people concerned. This means that we must turn towards action with sincere efforts by all parties to meet the needs of refugees in line with the mandate of the UNHCR and the 1951 Convention. 1 year ago, 193 member states adopted the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, adopting a solemn commitment to share more fairly their responsibilities with respect to refugees across the world. This was a great achievement, and in the same spirit, we hope to move forward with the CRF, building on best practices and positive experience, strengthening the independence and inclusion of refugees. Therefore, we need to continue thematic discussions and consultations on the Global Compact to be submitted to the General Assembly in 2018. It is also important that we continue consultations and negotiations between governments for the adoption of the Global Compact on safe, ordered, and regular migrations. Morocco welcomes this initiative and strongly supports work in Geneva and New York for consultations and discussions on this issue. We hope that the discussions underway can lead to a compact which will bring a strong operational impact and true added value to the management of refugee flows with additional and adequate funding. Madam Chairman, Morocco has strongly been committed to the principles of solidarity with countries hosting large numbers of refugees in Africa and the Middle East. In this same spirit of active solidarity, since 2012, Morocco has created a field hospital and maintained it in Zaatari in Jordan with more than 60 specialities to meet the medical needs of Syrian refugees. More than 250,000 newborn children, 174,306 women have received medical assistance. More than 1,000 births have taken place here, including more than 898 cesarean sections. Given the refugee crisis of the Rohingya and their flow into Bangladesh. Morocco has sent urgent humanitarian assistance to assist Bangladesh. This has included tents, blankets, food, and first aid medication. The duty of solidarity for Morocco also concerns climate-related refugees and displaced persons. We have sent urgent humanitarian assistance to Sierra Leone for refugees there and displaced persons. Morocco has constantly called for a response to the crisis of refugees built on respect for the humanitarian mandate of the UNHCR, including for those populations in the Tindouf camps. We thank the High Commissioner for the attention which he has always allocated diligently to tracking this situation in line with the key parameters which are applicable for providing assistance, protection to bring sustainable solutions. These parameters and guidelines flow from UNHCR principles and are a part of the preconditions and obligations of the UNHCR. This flows also from the last reports of the UNSG and the Security Council. The registering of refugees is a part of this process. The UNHCR has always seen this as critical to quantify humanitarian aid allocated to refugees and to boost protection for refugees. Morocco would like to recall the joint decision of the UNHCR and the World Food Programme in January 2006 that as we wait for this registering of refugees, we will continue with a budget of based on the principle of 90,000 people. Whilst we wait for a consensus-based political solution of this problem, the UNHCR will continue to work to ensure that human rights are respected and the needs are met of these populations in line with international